Well, hello, adventurers. Thanks for listening to The First Watch. The audio for this podcast is taken from our web show, so if you want the full visual experience, with battle maps, our beautiful players' faces, and me making some, questionable monster grimaces, you can find all the episodes on our YouTube channel via the link in the show notes. But we're so glad you're here and listening, and hope you enjoy the story. Now, on to the adventure. Welcome, everyone, to episode 5 of The First Watch, our final episode for this season. However, we're very excited to announce that The First Watch will be coming back for season 2. So we've really loved playing this and telling these stories, and we're excited to do more of that in the very near future.
That's right.
All right. So are you guys all set for this final showdown?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and jump into The First Watch. As way of recap, after taking a contract to hunt down a pack of wolves, you guys found that it was not a pack of wolves, but a goblin den that you were sent to take care of. A protracted battle took place during which you uncovered a couple different things. You found a mysterious scroll that was a word of recall scroll to take you to some undisclosed location. You also found an abyssal creature locked in a cage, and after the use of the tongue spell, were able to communicate with it and found out that it had been pulled here against its will. Upon returning to Ferrith, more things were afoot. The ground had begun opening up in different places around the town, spreading fire and death, knocking buildings over. And as the local priests and magicians and arcanists worked to suppress those fires, and you all had conversations with the different town leaders of what to do next, another one opened up, this time right at the corner of the inn, the empty tankard, and took with it the apprentice Mekin, who was swallowed up into the pit. With time of the essence and no time to plan, Erevin, the high priest of Enor, took the scroll from you, cast it, and brought the two of you and himself to a wasteland. A wasteland with a gray sky and no signs of life as far as you could see. He very quickly then used the last of his magic to cast a protective barrier around you and give everyone the chance to have a night's rest before figuring out what to do next. You guys are coming to the end of your 8 hours of sleep. And as you wake up within the protective dome that he has cast, you can see him there sitting, flipping through a book and beginning to kind of say things in different arcane words. Siki, you recognize some of the spells. You can tell that he's kind of preparing what he's going to be having at his disposal for the day. As he sees the both of you begin to wake up, and he's like, "Well, I'm glad you're awake. I'm glad you're rested. I suppose you'll want to prepare yourselves before the dome here drops in the next few minutes. But then I suppose we must figure out what to do next."
"I don't have much to do. I look at Luna. Is she ready? Is she okay?"
Yep.
"Okay. I have one question. Mekin, when did you find him?"
"Oh, well, he grew up in the town. He has been here for years. His parents died when he was a young boy, and we kind of took him in at the temple." "Hmm. I've known him all his life."
"Tragic what happened to him."
"We don't know yet. I'm holding hope that he's okay."
"Okay. Well, I'm ready to go forward."
"Okay. I'm going to prepare some spells. And then I'm going to do some stretching and, like, limbering up.
Getting yourself prepared for the day. Yep. All right, so he kind of closes his spell book, puts it away into his robes. All right, are we all set?
Yeah, right. I think so.
All right, I'll drop the dome. He kind of raises his hands and mutters a few words, and the protective dome kind of disappears around you, leaving you once again in this wasteland, which it's now, it had been kind of a later evening when you had arrived, and then night went by, and now it is early, early morning. The sun just starting to come up. And you look out, and it's still the deathly silent, barren visage before you. However, it's not as barren as it was before. Because you look over to the side, and the first thing you see is, perched up on a nearby rock, a figure who is kind of squatting on top of it and seems to be munching on something, just kind of staring at you guys.
I'm gonna take out my bow and prepare it.
You pull your bow, knock an arrow.
I'm gonna pull out my warhammer and kind of hold it up and get ready.
You over there.
Erevin begins preparing something and kind of shouts out to the person as well. Name yourself, who are you? And with that, if we could have Joe, our guest for the day, come in.
Welcome to the table, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, so Joe, would you like to describe what they see?
Yes, so you guys see a very large, tall half-orc sitting on the rock. He's wearing very dirty, tattered clothes. His hair is very disheveled. He looks like he hasn't had a bath in a long time. And he's sitting on this rock, just kind of munching on something. There's a little fire with like a frying pan on top of it. And yeah, so that's what you see.
So they have now pulled weapons on you, and Erevin looks up at you. So the small halfling priest looks at you, arcane and divine magic beginning to kind of sparkle between his fingers. He's like, name yourself, who are you?
And I immediately just like, ignoring all the magic that, and weapons pointed at me, I just jumped down from the rock. Hey guys, how's it going? I'm so glad you're awake. I've been waiting for quite a while for you to wake up, not like in a weird way or anything, but yeah, so I took the liberty of making you some breakfast here. So help yourself. I've got bacon. I don't know exactly what this bacon is. It's not pig bacon. It had more legs than I am used to, but yeah, it is bacon and it tastes good. I tried some this morning. It's great. I also have some eggs. I don't know how to make eggs, and I don't know where these eggs came from or what kind of creature they came from, but I found them and they look great. So yeah, I thought we could have some bacon and eggs, get to know each other, you know, all that.
Can I roll an inside check and see if he's trying to poison us?
You can. Yes. Roll insight.
What an introduction.
Nine.
Nine? He seems to be very friendly and forthright, as best as you can tell.
Bacon and egg sounds lovely.
Is he right next to us? Like, we're right up to him?
Like within 10 feet of you guys. Like, okay. Very close.
So go ahead, help
CK,
yourselves.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah,
How did you find us?
I'm sorry. Where are my manners? I haven't talked to anybody in a long time. My name is Gamork. I am from somewhere else, not from here. I have no idea where we are. Do you guys know where we are? I've been here for a while and I still don't know.
I look around. Do I know where I am?
So you ascertained when you first arrived the day before that you were far south, farther south than you had ever been. However, other than that, you don't have any idea.
We're south.
We're very south.
We're very south.
Yeah, so
yeah,
south.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How did you arrive here?
I it's a long story. I don't know how much of it you want to hear, but
Bullet points.
Long story, but somebody just sent me here for some reason. I don't know why. I woke up in the middle of the night, and there was this guy in my room with a hood and real
creepy
guy.
So a bad person?
Yeah, very creepy, very bad. Okay. And just all of a sudden, poof, and I'm here.
But were you like an adventurer, or were you like a sorcerer, and it was like an enemy, and what?
I'm a monster hunter. I'm in the Realm Shield.
Oh, we're in Realm Shield
too. So are we.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
The same town as we are? Where do you come from? Where
Ferith.
Do you hail from?
Oh, yeah,
Ferith.
We're from
That's
Ferith
where we
too.
Are from. Right? We've never seen you around.
Yeah, I spend most of that time out in the field hunting, you know.
That's what we do.
I mean, we don't really see other hunters.
We don't see
them. We kind of come and go. Yeah. We just drop off body parts and go. I mean, it's
that's
kind
crazy.
Of, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet
another
you.
Monster hunter. That's
and your
nice
name
to meet
is?
You too. And I'm like,
yeah, yeah. What are your guys' names?
Hyde of Beasts.
And that's Luna. Don't
do
get too
not.
Close.
And you look over as she says, that's Luna, and you see kind of coming up behind this gigantic dire wolf with just kind of this snarl on its face.
Hi, puppy.
She's cranky in the morning.
She's
actually
always
all
like
day.
That.
She
but,
sneaks
you know.
Right up next to Hyde and kind of nuzzles into him while she growls at you.
Yeah. Keep your distance from that one.
I will do that.
Good. So you didn't get a good look at who sent you here, but it was a spell?
It was a spell. I mean, it was a big flash of light, and it was in the middle of the night, so I have to assume that it was magic. But yeah, he had a hood, kind of pale. That's all I could tell. Yeah.
How long have you been here for?
Feels like years. But it's been a couple months, I think.
Really?
I mean, I don't do the whole, like, you know, crossing off, like, every day or whatever, like, in prison. I couldn't find anything to do that with.
It's kind of desolate.
Yeah.
Where are you living?
Anywhere.
Nowhere than anywhere.
I mean, I think kind of here. He doesn't have a tent or anything.
Yeah,
you found I built this fire last night, but yeah.
All right.
Wow. I think he's okay.
I think so too. It's just confusing, the situation.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to see you guys. I've been talking to rocks and stuff because there's just there's nothing to do out here. I mean, there are other creatures and stuff. I've been.
Are you going crazy a little bit?
It's not polite. You don't ask people that.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Very
we
nice
would
to meet
love
you.
Some breakfast and
yeah, help yourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna
we
eat,
should eat
Luna a bunch of bacon.
Okay.
Now eat some eggs.
All right. So you guys sit down and have some breakfast with your new friend. Erevin comes over at one point and is like, "I've seen you around before. I do not know you, but I recognize your face. It had been some time since I'd seen you last. It's disturbing to hear how you found your way here."
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, I mean, I was asking a few questions when I got back, maybe a little more than normal, but I don't
know.
What
type of questions?
There had been a lot of troll contracts. Is
trolls
yeah, right?
We fought a troll too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
yeah,
one.
Like all these trolls that they wanted me to kill. And
you by yourself?
Yeah, I was just hunting trolls.
It's pretty good.
Maybe
and
it's a half-orc.
One of them, right before he died, he told me that he was like, "Dude, can you guys stop hunting all these trolls? Like, we're not doing anything. Like, please."
You speak
Wait,
troll?
Do you speak?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
We don't.
Well, one tried to talk to us.
Oh,
right.
Oh, really?
And it seemed like it was hurting.
He seemed
and,
sad.
Right.
Yeah. But we don't know what he said.
But you do.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, "Why are you guys targeting us?" And, I mean, I killed him. I had to. I mean, yeah, he was already almost
we,
dead.
We
anyway.
Did too.
Yeah.
But when I got back, I was like, "Guys, what's going on? Why are we targeting trolls?" And apparently, there's somebody, some other guy that's wanting this and contracting all this out. So I don't know. Somebody who's got a weird obsession with trolls.
Yeah.
For our last contract, they told us that another person handed in the contract, but they didn't see him, and it was a
oh yeah, that's right.
Figure.
Did they say
and they
cloaked?
Wanted fast? They wanted teeth and they wanted ears.
Yeah, they were asking for like specific parts, which is pretty weird.
So we actually still have the teeth and ears.
We do.
Yeah, yeah. But
we never handed them in.
Oh, by the way, the guy that runs Realm Shield, he's dead. Yeah.
Jasper?
Yeah.
Were you friends with Jasper?
Right. Was it Jasper?
Yeah, it was Jasper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Not friends. I mean, he was my
he
boss.
He was a weird,
right.
weird
yeah.
person.
He was weird.
He was interesting.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was always eating. If
so
you
what?
Noticed that,
he
do
was,
you remember
yeah.
what happened to
mm-hmm.
him?
He got swallowed
well,
by the earth.
Yeah, basically.
That's intense.
Yeah. That's why we came here. We were trying to figure out, like, why. Because, like, when we were at Farron, like, there was, or Farith, wherever we were, there was, like, giant cracks in the ground, and, like, things were going inside them, and, like, this monk, or not monk, who was his name? Cleric fell inside it, and it was just, like, awful, so we came
you
here.
You didn't see any of that, because you,
did you,
you
see
were,
anybody,
no,
like, fall
months
out
ago,
of the sky?
Months ago, you left.
No.
No? Okay. It's
right.
not that, then.
Wow. Hmm. So we,
okay.
we after we hunt some wolves, we came back, and there were cracks on the ground, and there were like demon sounds coming out.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
And there were, everybody was in panic, and houses were on fire. And our cleric here transported us to this place, and now we're here.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys came here on purpose?
Right, yeah, we did.
We are trying to find my apprentice who fell through one of the cracks. Our only lead was that a scroll that they had found in the possession of someone bringing abyssal creatures to this plane, a word of recall spell, it seemed to tie up with the fact that the abyssal cracks were opening in the ground, so we, perhaps foolishly, I used the scroll, brought them here. I'm trying to find my apprentice. He's like a son to me.
Wow, what's his name?
Mekken.
Okay.
He's a young man.
And you think he's here?
If anywhere, probably here, we hope. Hopefully not on the abyssal plane itself. I have no way to get us there.
Huh. Yeah.
Can I do an insight check to see if he's being like truthful?
You can.
16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Secret information.
All right.
All right, well, let's get to searching and finding this Mekken.
Do you have any idea? You've been here for a while. Do you have any idea of where someone might be in this area? It brought us here. But here is an empty wasteland.
Yeah, it's pretty much like this for miles. I mean, I've walked for days at a time and have not come across anything that looks different or really, I mean, I have kind of roughly mapped it out, sketched out a map, there's not much here at all. Some weird creatures that I've been trying to stay away from, but.
Dangerous creatures.
They don't look like anything I've ever seen before, so I assume not.
Like a gorilla with a pig nose, maybe?
What?
Like what you found
in
the cage.
Oh, yeah, the thing we found. We found right. A really
It was like
thing.
A gorilla looking.
I think I've seen one of those, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff. The bacon, I had several more legs than anything I've seen before, so. But it tastes like bacon,
like,
so.
Like how many legs?
I don't know. I just killed it and got the bacon out.
So there are some smaller things here. It's not just big, weird things.
Small, weird things, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All kinds of weird things.
Okay.
The bugs are weird. Everything's
really?
Weird. Yeah, wow. It's all just weird.
Can I look around and see if there's any weird bugs?
Don't
yeah, make
like
a
it.
Perception check.
Okay.
Weird bug check.
Weird bug check. 10.
10. No bugs that you see.
Oh.
They mostly come out of...
You liar.
Okay. Well, no. It's the smell of the day. Morning, really. Right.
Oh, actually, speaking of maps and whatnot, I walked a long way, but I went basically one direction. And then I came back and kind of back to where I started. But I haven't gone north at all. So, I mean, that's an option. I went pretty much all directions but north, and I didn't see anything except more weird creatures. So
maybe we should go north?
Sounds like the right
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys need help? Because, like, if you could get me back, I would be happy to, like,
well,
help you guys out.
We're not really sure how to get back, but we can definitely help you.
Okay.
Right. Well, more like you can help us.
Well, we can help each other.
Well.
Mutual helpingness.
I don't have anything at my disposal, at least today, that could take us back. It was a bit of a one-way trip.
Well, hey, maybe we'll go north and find... something that
we're here for a reason.
We are.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And now you won't be alone anymore. Now you have
yes.
new friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll make it worth it. So.
Okay.
All right. So what is your plan then?
Let's head north. As a ranger, I don't know this terrain very much, but I'm familiar with some terrain, so I'll take the lead if that's
yeah.
okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'll lead us north, Luna behind me.
Okay. And what's your marching order after
I
that?
Will follow right behind the dog. As
it's
close
a
as
wolf.
I...
It's a dire
sorry,
wolf.
Sorry, dire wolf, yes.
Don't
yes.
say that again.
Sorry.
She will break your neck.
I'm assuming puppy is off limits also.
Puppy, do not try it.
Pooch.
She's not very fond of nicknames.
Call her Lily Poo sometimes.
She likes Luna.
Luna. Okay.
Luna.
Should I maybe just not address her at all?
You shouldn't address her.
That might be better, yeah.
Just touchy. Keep your distance.
All right, got it.
I'll go behind.
Okay, and then Aravin will take the...
Is it Gamorg or Gamorg?
Gamorg.
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 Like Gomorg?
It's G.
Like Gamora?
G Morg?
It's like G apostrophe Morg. Right here.
Oh, Gamorg. Oh, like good morning. Oh, that's so cute. Gamorg. I love it.
Gamorg to you.
Gamorg to you.
That's great.
All right. Hyde, let me have you roll a survival check.
Perfect. That is a natural one.
All righty.
Could I roll one as well, being in the back?
Well, you actually begin to take off, and it's about 10 minutes of walking before you, Gamor, kind of go, realize he's heading south.
Oh, okay.
Not north.
Yeah. Hey, Hyde.
Right. Yes, what's the matter?
I think we're going the wrong way. I've been this way.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I feel like the sun should be the other direction.
Yeah.
I don't like being doubted, you know. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's not that I
Are
doubt
you positive?
You. It's just that I think you might have made a mistake.
Are there any trees anywhere?
There are not.
Okay.
That's why I whispered.
Are there any rocks?
But if we turn around, I think that'll be better.
Fine.
I think so. Can I find a rock and see if there's any moss growing on it?
Make an investigation check.
Okay. That would be 11.
11. You find a lot of rocks, but nothing with anything growing.
Okay.
You've not seen anything growing yet.
This all looks the same to me. I could very well be going the wrong way. And you've been here for a while, so I'll trust your judgment.
If you want, I'll take the lead. I don't mind. I can kind of lead us.
Well, you know which way you've been before.
Yeah.
So you tell us which way we should go.
Let's go that way.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. Roll a survival check.
The complete opposite way of which way we're going.
We're all
going
to be lost. Ooh, 15. That's good.
15 total?
Sorry.
Oh,
survival.
Yeah, survival. Do you have good survival?
19.
19. All right. Yep, you head back in the direction you've not gone before, and pretty quickly you guys are on your way north, finding a pretty good path through some of the more rocky areas. You're able to kind of... being fairly familiar with this terrain by now and what to expect, it would help kind of pick through some of the more treacherous places, let them know, you know, where a bit of loose rock might be to watch their step and etc. You guys travel for a good hour or two, and the sun begins to come up full morning, and it's actually about the second hour in that Gamorg, you leading the group, what is your what's your passive perception?
Passive perception is 12.
12, okay. Hyde, you actually notice it first over Gamorg's shoulder and point it out to him real quick, but there are structures that start to come into view.
Look.
Structures. Broken walls.
Broken walls.
I haven't seen this before.
We should go explore.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. We pick up, maybe we should be quiet, actually.
We probably should. Can I see if there's any, like, smoke from campfires or something?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Okay. Well, that's a 5.
5. No smoke that you see. Nope. Looks pretty clear.
I think it's totally empty. We should just go right in.
Yeah, let's go
for it. So once we're, like, 50 feet from there, I'll cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay. So you guys are going stealthily
in
that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. As you're walking and you get about 100, 200 feet away, you notice the ground shift just a little bit in that it gets a little softer. And you look down and it looks like maybe some sort of sand, although there's no bodies of water anywhere nearby.
So
it was more like packed dirt and like dry ground.
Yeah.
And now it's getting a little softer, a little more sandy. You're casting Pass Without a Trace, so let me
have
everyone... At 50 feet, yep. Let me have everyone roll stealth checks and add the additional plus 10 to your stealth check.
So cool.
Roll for Aravin as well, actually.
That would be a 12.
Okay. 12 for you.
Okay. 17.
17.
That's a 30 for Hyde.
Oh my gosh.
And a...
Jeez.
30 for Luna.
Oh my God.
Double 30s, baby.
You guys are gone.
Excellent. All right, and Aravin rolls a 22, 32 actually.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so you guys are going along and keeping pretty quiet. Seeky, as usual, there's a couple moments where you trip and, there's a little bit of noise, but the others are able to kind of catch you and keep you on path pretty well. You guys feel like overall you're very, very well hidden. You guys get to these ruins and you look through and it is vast. It goes farther than you can see. And it's dense in a way that you feel like this was probably at one time some sort of a city, but at this point everything is burnt down to just the walls. And even some of those are obliterated. Just stone left and no wood, no thatch. And you look to the right and the left and forward and it goes for miles. Let me have everyone roll a perception check.
Fifteen.
That's a 14 for Hyde. Mm-hmm. And a Luna.
What'd you get, Gamorg?
Three,
okay.
17 for Luna.
All right. So Hyde and Seeky, you guys both notice that there is still no living brush, no creatures, no animals. Gamorg, as they point this out to you, you notice it's kind of weird because like when you went south, you did come across some, you know, dry brush and you know, trees barely hanging on and obviously some animals. But you guys notice in particular that this is just, it's unnaturally empty of life. What was your total score again, Seeky?
15.
15, and yours was not Luna's.
Not 13.
Okay. and Luna had like a 17, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. As you guys are going through the ruins, Luna begins to sniff at the ground a little bit.
What is it?
And kind of growl at something.
I'll go check it out, whatever she's growling at.
Okay. You walk over and you look, and there's something half buried in the sand.
Okay. Just by looking at it, can I tell kind of what it is?
Roll a investigation check.
Nat 20.
Natural 20. You look, and it's a shape of some sort, round shape around yay big. You begin to brush a little bit of the sand off, and the first thing that comes away reveals an eye, lifeless, just looking straight ahead. You brush a little more and there's another eye, and you brush more and more and you reveal a face buried in the sand. A hideous, grotesque face that's been twisted in pain, and the teeth seem to have grown sharp. It looks humanoid, like perhaps a dwarf or a human or an elf, but just twisted and mangled. And just buried here in the sand.
Come look at this, everyone. And I'll pull it out.
Okay. You grab the head, you pull it out, and as you do, you realize there's more than just a head here. Because as you pull it, along with it, attached to either side of the head, growing out where the ears would have been, are these long, red, jagged wings. And as you grab it and begin to pull it, all of a sudden, the eyes look right at you.
I hate this.
I'm gonna need everyone to roll initiative, please.
No.
All right, so initiative orders, 25 to 20.
22.
23, nice. 15 to 20.
17.
And then Erevin rolled a 13, and the creature a 9. So he will go last. As you pull this head out of the sand and it looks at you and begins to form a shape with its mouth as if to speak, Gamorg, you see this happening and you get the jump real quick and get to go first.
Yeah, so I grab my double-bladed scimitar.
Nice.
And I just run up to it and I just take a swing at it.
Okay, so go ahead and move your guy up there.
So
each square is 5 feet. Yep.
All right. And I have 30 feet of
movement. Yeah.
So I run up, and as I'm running, I just kind of like reel it back like this and just swing right across.
Awesome.
As hard as I can.
Roll your attack.
Holding it. Please don't hit my fingers.
17.
17 hits, go ahead and roll damage.
That'd be 9 slashing damage.
9 points of slashing damage, nice. So you put a huge cut across the creature's face, and it kind of turns towards you now with its eyes as it's being held, and the wings are beginning to flap.
And I'm still like holding it.
Yep. All right. So Hyde, you're up.
Question. So can I hold it, like grapple it, so Luna can come in, and.
I would say that if you wanted to use your attack to further grab it,
yeah,
and try to like pin it
that's
in
what
place.
I wanna do.
Okay. So go ahead and roll a strength check.
13?
13, you've got it. Yep.
Okay.
You kind of reach around and pin one of the wings to the side and hold it by the back of the head with what little like rotten hair there is on the back of it. And you've got it held fast.
Right, so I'm gonna turn around so Luna can see it, and then I'm gonna call Luna so she comes and bites at it.
If you wanna push Luna up, and then she can go ahead and take a bite attack against him.
It's going to be it's a 10 to hit.
10 unfortunately misses. Mm. So she goes to bite it, but in the grapple and the twisting, although actually attacks would have advantage against it.
Oh, because she's grappled?
Yep, because it's grappled.
It's grappled.
So.
All right, well, that's not too much better. That's 14.
More specifically, because I would say it's restrained.
Okay.
So yeah.
Got it, that's 14.
14 does hit, go ahead, damage.
Okay. 10.
10 points with that. She rips it and like it rips the face in half and the eyes lull to the side and it just kind of falls apart in your hands. And the thing, and any struggling it was doing with its wings trying to flap away, it goes limp.
Holding it by the hair.
Oh. Well, that wasn't very pleasant.
This is gross.
What was that? I'm gonna call out because I'm back there.
As you guys are kind of taking a breather and stopping, all of a sudden you hear coming up out of the sand as all around you, these little mounds of sand all of a sudden burst up and these creatures, more of them, burst into the air and begin to flap in your direction.
Great.
My direction?
In everyone's direction, just starting to swarm you guys. And they rolled a nat 20 for their initiative, which puts them at 22. So we're maintaining our initiative order. These guys are slotting in where they rolled, which is actually directly after Hyde. So they will get their turn, and then we'll move to you, Siki. So on their turn, all of them open their mouths and suddenly just shriek at you with this high-pitched, horrible sound. I need everybody to roll a wisdom saving throw, please. Including Luna.
That's a 9 for Hyde and an 18 for Luna.
Okay. Siki.
That's an 11.
11. Gamork.
17.
17. Siki and Hyde, as the high-pitched scream hits you, you become inexplicably frightened of these creatures. You are actually stunned in place, which means that for the next round you can't take any actions until it comes around again.
Until the end of
its turn? Is there like a throw?
Until the end, until the end of their next turn. They're all going to, let's see, they're going to forego any movement. They just wanted to shriek and stun you guys. That will put us to Siki's turn. You spend your turn stunned. At which point, Erevin, kind of freaking out and looking around, kind of waves his hands in the air and casts a sacred flame at the nearest one. So it will roll, and it succeeds its saving throw, so it does no damage. And Erevin backs up just a little bit behind you, Siki, a little bit more. All right, that will bring us to Gamorg. You are not stunned. You heard the shriek, but you were able to shrug it off.
Okay, so I'm gonna put my scimitar back on my back and pull my two hand axes out.
Okay.
And just from where I'm standing, I'm gonna throw one at this one and throw the other one at that one, just like.
Okay, so you kind of whip around two hand axes, so roll two attacks.
Okay. Natural 20.
Natural 20, nice.
Nice.
And natural one.
Okay, so one of the hand axes sinks directly into the wing of the creature, the other one just goes missing wide and clatters against the stone wall.
It would be a seven.
7 points of damage?
No, I mean the second one.
Natural one will miss no matter what.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll damage for the one that hit.
Sorry.
That's good.
So that'd be 9 points of damage.
9 points, nice. Yeah, you sink it deep in its wing and it kind of flutters for a minute and kind of all of a sudden shrugs the axe out and is able to kind of keep it flying, but it's looking pretty hurt. It's bleeding pretty good on that one. All right, so that brings us to Hyde. Hyde, you spend your turn stunned.
We already did though, didn't we?
Seeky did. We're back around top of the initiative order.
So they're after
It's Hyde? Not until the end of their turn.
Okay, and they go after Hyde.
And they go after Hyde,
okay, that's
correct.
Can I command Luna to do something?
You cannot. You are stunned completely. Luna will spend her turn trying to protect you. Okay. So she will kind of get to a defensive stand around you, waiting for kind of you to figure out what to do.
Okay.
All right, that brings us back to the creatures. This one's going to come in towards you, Seeky. This one's going to come in towards you, Hyde. This one's going to come towards you, Hyde. And this one's going to come in towards you, Gamorg. The one coming up towards you, Gamorg, is going to attempt to bite you. That is a natural 20. So you will take 6 points of piercing damage, as well as 12 more points of poison damage. As it bites you, you feel the teeth enter your shoulder, and poison just courses through your veins, and it hurts real bad. Your shoulder locks up for a moment before it leaves you.
When I rolled my damage after that natural 20, mm-hmm. I didn't
You didn't double it. Correct. So what did you roll?
I rolled a 5.
A 5. So that would have been 10 plus...
Plus 4.
Plus 4. I mean, so that actually...
Yeah, plus 4.
Retroactively, that would have killed that one.
Okay, sorry.
Taking it off the board, which means it would not have attacked you. That's okay. That's okay. You want to honor the nat 20s. So you don't take any damage as nothing attacks you. Hyde, the one that is coming up to you, it comes around towards the front of your face and leans in and kisses you.
What?
And you need to roll a charisma saving throw.
Is it a pretty woman?
It is
like, what
neither
are these?
Pretty nor a woman.
Question, when they enter my melee range, does Luna get an attack of opportunity?
They would have to leave your melee range for her to get the attack of opportunity.
Okay. What do you say it was?
So it's a charisma saving throw.
10.
10. All right, so you, let's see here. You feel a weird energy course through your body. And that's all for the moment. The other one is going to try to bite you, but that is a natural 2, so that will miss. The one towards you, Seeky, also attempts to kiss you.
Okay.
So you need to roll a charisma saving throw.
Okay. All right, let's try you, Mr. Dice. No, you are in the bad one. 6.
6. You feel a course of energy pulse through you, and not the good kind. You feel sick to your stomach.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all that happens at that moment.
Okay.
So
this is bad.
That will bring us to the end of their turn. That will unstun Seeky.
Okay.
And you now have this thing in front of you that just kissed you on the mouth.
Okay.
And now is floating in front of you, flapping its wings.
Okay. Can I attack it?
You can. You're unstunned.
Good. I don't like things kissing me without my permission. And I'm going to hit it with my Warhammer.
All right, roll an attack.
That would be a 21.
21 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Nice. It's going to be... 6 bludgeoning.
6. Nice. You bash it and it kind of like goes off kilter and flies back in before kind of flapping back in your direction, burying its teeth.
Ooh. All right. Nobody's taken any damage yet, right?
Correct. I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not going to do a bonus action then.
Okay. All right, so bringing us to Erevin's turn. Erevin is going to look around, starting to freak out a little bit. And he is going to try another Sacred Flame at that one that's right in front of you. That is going to be a fail on that. So that one takes, let's see, 6 points of damage. All right, as flames all of a sudden burst up around it. And it, you know, catches on fire a little bit, and it's not quite enough to kill it. But now being bludgeoned by the hammer and lit on fire, it's not looking too good. That'll bring us to the top of the round, which is Gamorg.
So I take out my double-bladed scimitar, and I'm just gonna really quick just both okay. sides of it onto him.
Yeah, roll your attack.
That is gonna be, let's see, 19.
19 definitely hits. Roll your damage.
Okay.
2d4.
Can I borrow one of these?
Yeah, go for it.
That's bad luck, you know.
That'd be a 7 points of slashing damage.
7 points of slashing damage. Nice. You cut into it real quick and send it off course a little bit, but it is still flying. That'll bring us to Hyde.
Cool. I'm going to wipe my mouth from the nasty kiss, and I'm going to turn around to the one that bit me, and I'm going to take my short sword and try to stab it through the neck.
Alrighty.
It's going to be a 19 to hit.
19 hits, score roll damage.
Okay, it's d6 plus 4. Oh, can I say that I hunter marks him before I did that?
You already rolled the attack.
Okay,
so
that's okay.
No,
that's
all right.
Okay, that's going to be a 6 total.
6 points of damage. Nice. You stab up at it and you get its cheek and you actually push the blade through the cheek, up through and out one other side, and then it rips out, leaving this big gaping hole of a wound on its face.
Nice. All right. So for my peripheral, Luna's gonna come in and is gonna try to bite it.
Alrighty. She jumps in to bite the same creature.
That's going to be a 8.
8 misses, unfortunately. She leaps through the air, but her teeth find no purchase as she snaps.
Alright. That's it for me.
Okay. That'll bring us to the creature's turn. So... the one in front of you, Seeky, is going to attempt to bite you. And that is a 17 to hit.
Nope.
That misses. You block it with your shield and send it careening the other direction. The two around you, Hyde, are each going to attempt to bite you. Okay. Actually, no. The one turns towards Gamorg, but that's a natural 1. So that misses badly as you just duck expertly out of the way. And then the other one is going to go towards you, Hyde, and that is going to be a 16 to hit.
That hits.
That does hit. All right, so you take, let's see, 4 points of piercing damage and 12 points of poison damage as you feel poison course through your veins on the bite.
Okay.
Seeky, you are up.
Mm-hmm. This thing is still in front of me?
It is still in front of you. It is hanging on by a thread.
Is it still on fire?
The fire is burned away at this point, but it's got scorch marks all over it. All
right. I'm going to say 2 times a charm. I'm going to Sacred Flame again.
Okay. So that is a
Dex save.
Dex save, right? Natural 2, so not going to make that.
Nice. All right. So it will take some radiant damage. All right, so 9 points.
9 points. That is enough. It burns up in front of you into ash.
Nice.
Interestingly enough, the ash being the same color as the sand at your feet as it falls into the sand and just kind of blends in and disappears.
Okay. That was radiant damage, by the way.
Correct.
Yep. And I'm going to use my 30 feet of movement to come up. I want to come on the other side of the one. I want to go, like, in between the two.
Right,
so I
want
to, like,
there.
Go up behind them so they can't see me.
Okay. You're just going to position yourself there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that'll bring us to Aravin. He is going to kind of come within range over here. And Gamorg, you took damage, correct?
No.
Hyde did.
Hyde did.
So he sees Hyde that you are hurting, and he casts Healing Word. At first level, which I believe is 1d4?
Yes, plus spellcasting ability.
Plus spellcasting, yep. Which is wisdom, so 4. So you get 5 points of healing back.
Yay.
Nice. Thank you, tiny one. I didn't see that. So tiny.
Thank me after the battle. Kill these things, please.
On it.
All right, that brings us to Gamorg.
Okay, so what I turn to face this one, mm-hmm. and I lean in to it, and I kiss it on the forehead. And okay. then I just go like that. And then I take my scimitar and just stab it right in the face. But while I was like psyching myself up, I'm using my fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit, yes. Okay, so you roll your attack with advantage. However, first, I would like you to roll a charisma check for me.
Oh, no.
What?
Care what, natural 20.
Check or saving?
Check.
That would be a 4.
4. It sees you kiss it and kind of right back at you. So go ahead and roll your attack with advantage.
Sweet. All right.
You also get your 5 temporary hit points from going into Fighting Spirit.
Yes. Okay. Natural 20.
Ooh. Okay, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, so
go ahead and roll your damage. So 2d4, then double it.
So that'd be 10 plus 4, so 14.
Oof. Right through the eye, and the other eye goes lifeless and limp. And then all of a sudden, the weight hits as the thing goes limp on the edge of your blade, and you kind of shake it off.
All right.
So that one's down.
That is this guy right here. He is done for.
And then I'm gonna move, like, right into here.
Okay, yeah, you kind of get right up on the other one. Hyde, you're up.
Cool. I'm going to try to cut the other one in half, like, diagonally.
Okay. Whoosh. Roll your attack.
That's going to be a 15 to hit.
15 does hit.
I need to hunter marks these suckers. It's gonna be a 8.
8 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
That does it. You cut up through it, and the thing splits apart, one wing on each half of the creature, and it was flapping its wings as it did so, and it's kind of like seeing a drone crash, like when something gets bumped up. It just spins, or almost like a balloon deflating.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides just get spun off in different directions. Blood goes smearing everywhere in this whirlwind pattern. You guys all get covered with it as it kind of hits the ground in two different places.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like shake my hair off and just yell, high five, bro.
All right.
Yeah.
I like your style. That was pretty good. I did the kiss. I don't know if that was necessary, but I liked it. It's good.
We should probably get out of here.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Okay. Mark off that spell slot for Cure Wounds. Go ahead and roll for it.
1d8 plus 3.
Oh,
dope. Nice.
It's gonna be 11.
11 points, nice.
Sweet.
Boom, got it. All right, maybe we should keep going.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a second to like listen and see if there's anything else around us.
All right, go ahead and roll a perception check.
That's going to be a 13.
All right, 13. You listen. Everything's dead silent again, just like before.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, you guys begin your trek, continuing northward.
Before we move forward, can I just inspect one of the heads that hasn't been cut in half?
Okay.
Is it human, and it's just like wings coming from the back of the head?
Go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Is that what's happening? There's no doubt. Is there? No. That's going to be a 14.
14. You take a moment to inspect one of the more intact heads. It's hard to tell if it was human or elf because the wings are actually coming from where the ears would have been. And so the telltale pointy ears, it seems to have, and again, like the face has kind of been distorted a little bit, that even bone structure is hard, but you're guessing it's something like a human or elf or half elf.
This is some evil stuff.
This is really weird.
All right, let's keep going.
Are you going stealthily?
Do I still have Pass Without a Trace?
Is Pass Without a Trace concentration?
It is.
Okay, go ahead and roll a quick concentration check for me.
Nope.
So that dropped when you were attacked.
Okay.
So you can recast it, or you guys can go without it.
Let's go without it.
Are you going stealthily, though? Should we roll it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So stealth checks from everybody, please.
Okay. Oh boy. Oh, not bad. 14.
14?
7.
7.
23 from Hyde, 22 for Luna.
All right. So you guys go along pretty stealthily. Gamorg, you're still kind of amped up from the battle. And there's a few like, yeah, all right. Yeah. And you guys are like, shh.
Gamorg, yeah, take it easy.
Erevin kind of comes up behind you and is like, you must be quiet. I appreciate the enthusiasm, but shut up.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You did good, but be quiet.
I did really good. It was so good.
All right, you guys go for another hour or so. After about an hour of travel, hide and seeky, you guys, that sickening feeling that you got when you were kissed, it just feels like it's continuing to spread. And you feel this tingling sensation on the sides of your heads. Gamorg, make a perception check for me.
Natural one.
Doesn't seem to bother you.
Nothing going on.
Erevin comes up to you at one point seeking. He's like, are you feeling all right?
I don't know. I feel a little like seasick.
What is this? And he kind of reaches up and touches the side of your head, and there's something growing out of the side of your head.
Take it out.
The both of you have lost 1 point of charisma on your total charisma score.
Can I, before you do that, do I know, like, does he tell me what's happening?
You've already lost the
No, I know, but does he tell me what's happening?
He doesn't know. He just looks up. He's like, there's something happening here.
Okay. Hi, do you feel weird too?
I'll touch my side of my head.
You kind of feel through the fur a little bit, and there's a little bump that wasn't there before.
All right, I'm going to lean over and touch him and cast Lesser Restoration.
Okay. You cast Lesser Restoration. You feel divine energy kind of course through you. Seasickness doesn't go away. The bump's still there. Yep.
It doesn't end the disease or condition afflicting it?
It does not.
Really?
So that would be override score and then minus one.
Correct. Okay.
Does that affect saving throws as well?
So it's not your modifier, it's your total score. So what's your total charisma score?
So your total charisma score is 10. So it would go down to 9.
So that goes down to 9, which does mean that you go from a 0 to a minus 1 on your modifier, which affects any charisma-based checks or abilities.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
Benji, your score goes down, but your modifier not, okay. Since you're on an odd number.
Mm-hmm.
Erevin kind of, like, you tried Lesser Restoration. It's a hefty spell, but I could try something myself if you would like.
That would be good.
Please.
He kind of brings you, Seeky, down to his level and kind of holds you and mutters some words. You feel divine energy course through you and you feel better. And the bump is gone.
Yay.
And you feel yourself fully restored.
Ooh, okay.
Back to where you were before.
That felt better.
He kind of takes a deep breath. He's like, Hyde, I can do the same for you, but it's going to eat away at some of my more powerful abilities for the day.
You should save it for now. I can deal with this. We should push
forward.
Sure? Yes. If it gets worse, I will let you know.
All right.
I mean, are you going to turn into one of those things?
I feel my other side. Is there also a bump on the other side?
Yeah. Yeah. His eyes look kind of bloodshot as well.
That's a good point. I don't want to end up like that.
Is there something you can do for him to make him feel better and then he makes him feel better?
Fred, that's not how it works. I appreciate it, but you obviously don't know how magic is handled.
Do something on me. I feel like I would be more useful if I'm restored.
This is a really powerful spell and it could...
This is just the beginning.
I'm here to serve. If this is how I can be of help to you, as you saw in that battle, I'm not a war cleric. This is how I can be of use.
I have a feeling that this is going to get worse, so it's probably better to stop it at this point.
All right. He kind of reaches out and touches you, and you feel course through, and you feel yourself feel much better.
Do I recognize the spell?
You do. He is removing curse.
Ooh, what a cool spell.
See, I have Bestow Curse, but not the other one.
That can curse y'all. Faster.
Let me try this.
All of a sudden your head rips from your body.
Yeah.
All right, so he kind of leans back. All right.
You've done good. Thank
you. I'm just going to offer some advice. Don't more than one of you die by the end of the day.
I mean, that's always the plan.
Okay.
You know.
I'll try.
All right, just, I don't think I could bring back more than one person at this point.
Bring back.
That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
All right, what's the plan? Where are we going?
Keep going straight, right?
Yeah, north.
Yeah,
right, north. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Who's leading the way?
I guess I'll lead this time.
Okay. So you will lead the way, so I need you to roll a survival check.
Okay. That's an 8.
8. You continue along your way. I've
been hitting a lot of threes.
You guys get bogged down a little bit because you hit a couple of kind of like steeper rocky areas. And it takes some time to climb them. After a while, you do finally kind of make your way to the top of the first one. Another bit of walking, top of the second one.
So are we climbing up like a mountain?
Overall, yes. It's not a mountain, but there is an incline to where you're going.
Okay.
As you head up. You do crest a hill at one point. And as you crest it, you notice a lot of the ruins that you've been kind of in and amongst this entire journey give way to a bit of a clearing. But then in the middle of that clearing, there's a concentrated group of broken walls. And for the first time since fighting the head creatures, you hear a sound. And you hear just this pulsating sound, very similar to the same pulse that you heard coming from the cracks in the ground in Ferrith.
Next time on The First Watch.
The source of the light is coming from the other side of a cloaked figure that is standing with its back to you as it stands in front of this table or altar with the creature laying across it.